We're here with Tiona Stroga-Mitevska, the director of God Exists, Her Name is Petrunia, which is having its Australian premiere at the Sydney Film Festival. Tiona, thanks you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you for inviting me, for having this interview with you. Thanks.
First of all, God Exists. Can you tell us, what is it? What is it all about?
Well, we all agree that God exists, huh? But maybe, but it's a woman also. Well, that's the premise. But God exists, her name is Petrunia. It's a story of a woman who defies the rules of the establishment, of the church, of the state, and she goes against of them all in order to redefine herself in her own terms, the way she wants to be and the way she wants to exist in the world of Macedonia of today.
Now, I noticed that this is based on a true story. I was very curious about this. I only realized this following having seen the film. Can you tell us about how this is based on a true story?
Well, basically, on the... In the Orthodox tradition, religion, which means like mostly all of Eastern Europe, all the Balkans, also Greece, Russia, and so forth, on the 19th of January, we have a custom where the high priest throws a cross in the water of the local village. That means it can happen in a river or a lake, and whoever will catch the cross will have a happy year. What happened a few years ago, about 5 years ago, a woman jumped for the cross in a small town called Stip, where actually we shot the film also. She caught the cross and sort of the whole village, the whole town was outraged that she dared to do something that it's against the rules. What is the problem? The problem is that women have no right to jump for the cross. And this woman, she said, "I'm sorry, I jumped for the cross. I swam faster than all of you men. And don't I also, as a woman, have the right to have a happy year?" So, of course, when we read this story in the newspaper, we said, "Oh my God, this is a beautiful opportunity to talk about important things, issues that concerned us deeply as women from the Balkans." So, you know, this kind of opportunity, we are always, as a filmmaker, as a storyteller, you're always looking for, you know, the golden opportunity, you know, the story that will be the zeitgeist of the time, you know, that it is a mirror of the epoch we live in. And this story really, really has this kind of quality. So, of course, it was an opportunity that we could not pass. Yeah.
Well, it is a fascinating premise, and throughout the film, a lot of events spiral and some outrageous and very confronting things happen. Now, can you tell us about how your approach in the film to skewering both the religious elements but also the patriarchal elements, as you refer to, that exist within society broadly, how did you go about approaching that?
Well, you know, it's important what you are talking about, patriarchy. I was just, you know... we live in a very exciting time, especially for women. You know, there are many, many good questions are put on the table, and we are dealing with the issues, gender equality, etc. The problem is that actually the system is flawed. We can't have a more just world, a more equality, as long as we stay in the system that we are in today. Because patriarchy, the base of patriarchy is the capitalistic system. The capitalistic system, everything, all the setup is to actually support the patriarchy. And where do you, as a woman, find your place within? So we have to overturn the system in order to create a more just and equal world for us all. So down with the capitalism.
Now, I'd like to talk about your visual approach to this film. The film starts with a very emphatic visual, very distinct one, which recurs later in the film as well. And how did you go about approaching this from a directorial and visual perspective?
You know, for me, cinema is painting. So I paint. I really paint with color, with light, with mise-en-scène, you know, how you shoot a scene, how you shoot a character within a scene, how do you cut a scene. All these elements that are part of the cinematic form, it is, for me, the most beautiful aspect of cinema. This is where I personally become like a child who is given this possibility to play, endlessly play, and find the magic within. It is a process. It is a process because I think, unfortunately, very often we forget that cinema, first and foremost, it is a visual art form. And we make, sometimes we approach cinema as a television. And cinema is not television. And I think it is, I try to really push this aspect and to always challenge myself with visually, which in each film I make. Somebody, for example, today asked me why there are so many close-ups. And during the discussion, I couldn't answer. And then now in the room, I was thinking, and actually, there are many close-ups in the film because I chose to go with a close-up because it was, for me, the right approach to deliver the experience of Petrunia within. Because she goes through such a hardship, you know, she goes through such an ordeal throughout the story in order to swim out of and develop to the person she becomes on the end. For example, it's first time in my films that I use so many close-ups, and I chose the close-ups because I wanted to create a certain discomfort within the audience. No, and discomfort is a sensation, is an experience. So it is interesting why you choose certain approaches, why we go with this kind of approach, but it is all in order to tell the best way the story you're trying to tell, or to deliver the strongest experience and the strongest sensation with the story you are trying to tell. So I love this aspect of cinema, that you can push the boundaries, you know, of the form, and I think it's very important.
Now, we've talked a bit about Petrunia, but there's a number of other prominent characters in the film, including a reporter who has a strong recurring role. I was wondering if you could talk about your approach to this character and some of the other minor characters who also feature prominently in God Exists. His name is Petrunia.
Well, you know, to make a good story, to make a good film, every aspect has to be worked. And especially, for example, I remember coming on the set the second day, and all of a sudden, I was surrounded with 50 actors. And it is at this moment I realized that actually, I swear to you, I said this to my sister, who is my producer, and she's also acting. She's the reporter in the film. I said to her, who has written this crazy story with so many characters inside? I did not realize that there are so many characters. It was very important that each character, even the angry man, each character is developed, that nothing is superficial. Because the moment is superficial, you feel the flaw. You feel there is something that it's missing. So the reporter, you talk about her, she's an important character because she's sort of like liaison. She makes the connection between the audience and Petrunia. She also, she's the, you know, the sisterhood. She's the woman power, the women who support each other in order to achieve. The character of the journalist also gives keys to Petrunia, how to get out of her predicament. So it was, in a way, the character of reporter, it's me. You know, I'm usually very loud. You know, I scream so loud that nobody wants to hear me. And that there is a Petrunia who is very quiet, yet so strong. And she manages against all odds with her wiseness, you know, that I would like to have personally.
Now, the film has its Australian premiere at the Sydney Film Festival. It is one of only two Macedonian language films to ever screen at the festival. The other was, of course, yours a couple of years back. What are you hoping that audiences will take away from God Exists, Her Name is Petrunia?
I think basically it's a film that it's empowering. And I think it can... I think we women in general, maybe not your generation, you are younger, but my generation... growing up, we lack courage. And as I'm growing older, I understand the importance of courage. So I hope this film gives courage to women, empowers women, and gives courage to women of all ages to be who they are against all odds.
Hope so too. Tiona, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.